Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm sorry Ventura had to go, so I can't get to all your calls, but I'll take them right now. And I will play the part of Jesse Ventura, and then I will answer the questions for him. I'm being sarcastic. And then I'm going to get into all the big news after the break and more of your calls. 800-259-9231. Alex, this is Jesse Ventura hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'm a Navy SEAL, a fighter. He likes when I joke around. I'm just having fun here. I can make fun of myself, too. It's all in good jest, all in good humor. Casey in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, Alex. I was actually, when you guys were talking about the pyramids, it's something very interesting about that. If you Google our start page on how to cut granite today, it comes up as a diamond saw. And yet they had all these granite that they cut in the pyramids, they were perfect. So, anyways, that was an interesting fact.
They believe the Easter Bunny created the pyramids.
I was actually going to ask Jet. I don't know if you could answer this question for him, but I was.
Of course, I can.
I was saying if he actually received any like death threats or anything while he was in office for speaking so much truth.
I'll have to ask him that next time, but he had all sorts of dirty tricks done against him.
And also, I was going to tell you, I was going to thank you again that, you know, that song I wrote, The Republic is Going to Rise Again, and that was actually inspired by you. I actually had a lot of good positive feedback. A lot of people on YouTube and iTunes have been downloading that, so I've got another one coming out, and I actually would like to get together, you know, write some stuff on what's going on to wake some people up.
I hear you, Casey. You know, Ventura's done some musical records. I think he was doing, like, Rowdy Piper. Look up Jesse Ventura Records. Let's go to Rod in France. I visited France. Go ahead, yeah. Rod, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I remember you speaking about your wife spending a lot of time in France. I was really hoping to get to see you in Watsford, but I couldn't get off work to make it over there. I wanted to get on the train in the tunnel and go over and meet you in person. I'm a huge fan.
Well, God bless you, brother.
You are a patriot, a scholar, and a gentleman, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
I'm also a former governor.
Yes, you're also
Stop.
Responding for, yes, Mr. Ventura, Alex Ventura. I wanted to repeat a quote that Obama had said and then make a quote from Abraham Lincoln in response. I think everybody's heard what Obama said about if the people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress, don't trust federal judges to make sure we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here. And I just want to respond to that by quoting Abraham Lincoln, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution." And I think that says a lot.
All right, well said, Rod. I wish you could have got your question to Ventura. He said you had to hear me doing silly imitations. Real fast, David, Minnesota. Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
It's good.
My question is basically, the thing is, if everything can really be kind of squelched at the local level, why don't we have basically some kind of education just teaching every one of your listeners how to actually go get involved?
No, I agree. We should take over local government and then comply with none of the occupied federal government, and it's game over. People have to do that. They have to take it personally. If not...
But we need education. You know, it's like, I don't know. I finally met somebody the other day that is locally involved, and I'm like, hey, let's sit down. I need to learn how to do
No. Go start a group. If you're informed, people will get involved, and if you take action and are confident, you'll have huge change. Look how the globalists took over with their criminal action. We'll take over with liberty. I got to jump. Thanks for calling in. More calls coming up, wide open phones, and a ton of news, and a bunch of audio clips I haven't gotten to yet with Ron Paul warning about NSA spying in 1984. We'll be back, 800-259-9231.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement Heart and Body Extract has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid and organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while.
You have found it, the tip of the spear, the very front lines in the fight for human liberty worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back this Sunday live on the radio, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a syndicated broadcast. I want to thank all the great AM and FM affiliates, a lot of new affiliates joining us that are carrying the broadcast. I want to thank all of our old affiliates that have been so faithful over the years, like WBCR in Knoxville, Tennessee, and other fine stations. And don't forget, we also have free audio streams and video streams in the daytime show. It's a TV show, too, at Infowars.com/show. And then you can see the nightly news and all my films and so much more by being a subscriber. One membership for $5.95 is really 11 memberships. 11 people can be simultaneously logged in with the same username and passcode to PrisonPlanet.tv. And we could not be doing it without those of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, those of you that know that your family deserves good, clean, high-quality water filtration that purifies your water, like ProPure, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Spreading the word about the broadcast, getting new listeners. That's how we are expanding our operations in the face of the globalist. So I salute all of you that support us, including all of our sponsors and many, many others. Okay, where to begin here? I want to just get to a Ron Paul and Ralph Nader clip, because I've been talking about them since the first hour and haven't gotten to them yet. But here's a clip. Where, and this is from September 6, 1984, when Ron Paul was first in Congress. then the system came after and kicked him out of Congress, and he didn't get back in until 1996. I was already on air then supporting Ron Paul, having him on when he was campaigning. That's how long I've been doing this. It's weird to start getting old. I'm not that old, but I've been in the war a long time, for 39, about to be 40. I feel like a lot older than 39, I'm here to tell you, doing this really 20 years with 18 on air. But the transcript's different. I mean, this was in 1984, but he says 1994, it sounds like, when he's giving the House speech. But back in 1984, well before most Americans had ever heard of mobile phones or used a computer, the federal government was hard at work mining whatever data they could get their hands on. Ross Perot helped them do that, by the way, with EDS. President Ronald Reagan was in office, and given his staunch stance on limited government, no one could possibly have speculated that he, of all people, would be the commander-in-chief presiding over a fledgling surveillance state. It was not fledgling, but it was the high-tech state was fledgling. By 1990, it's been partially declassified by James Bamford and others at ABC News at the time. And then later in the 90s, he reported on more that everything was being keyword datted. Google is built on an NSA program of taking audio and doing keyword data. And then they just changed it to text. Google was the NSA search parameter and called Google at the NSA. That's super classified, what you just heard. And I actually had been told that by an NSA source. And then Wayne Madsen said on air the other day that Google was one of the names of the search programs. And, of course, he worked there. Was that my other source? The point is, Google was the search program to search the audio files that had been turned into text files. So all they did was use that now to search text on the web. Do people understand that? And they just use the term Google because it's such a giant number. How many zeros is it? It's a massive number. The point is a Googleplex. So that's all Google is a 1990s NSA search tool. 1,000 zeros is a Google. That's why Al-Qaeda was just the name of the... This has been declassified by Robin Cook, leaked it and then died a week later of a suspicious heart attack, their foreign secretary over in England. But this has already been in the news, but he confirmed it, that Google was the CIA name of the computer program listing all the jihadi Wahhabist forces they had. It just means the base, the database. And so it was a joke with bin Laden. They called the group Al-Qaeda. Google's an NSA search file program. And again, they deploy it, take over the web with it, get everybody to opt into it, and then track everybody even more. And then give it to thousands of different companies. Man, I talked to an NSA guy. I'm not going to say anymore. It's so sick. No, I'm not going to say it, CJ, okay? And it's not that they're arresting people or that King wants the Washington Post reporter arrested, because they don't want to arrest me because it'll just turn me into a martyr. But the whole point is I had these meetings with people back in the mid-90s. And I've had meetings with other people in Space Command who've choked once I've gotten them on air or choked once I was about to get them on air. And it just doesn't even matter. I just can't believe the public is so naive. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't just get up here and say they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. You can go look that up and find mainstream articles. I don't just get up here and say that they've had studies for decades that, the glycosol, the base chemical in Roundup, is like liquid breast cancer and testicular cancer. And then you wonder why it's all skyrocketing. I mean, it's people are saying, oh, you have so much courage. They might kill you. They might kill me. They're killing everybody. And most of the people serving the system will die young, and their kids will, and their wives and husbands, and they're just going to go along with it because they're on power trips working for the system. check me on the base ingredient Roundup, because it's like when I call the Tims, the Thames. Pull that up. I had the study, just a new study that came out last week. I was looking at the molecules on it and these studies on the estrogen mimicking factors in it and the acceleration of tumors in the breast. But, hey, you know, don't look into that for yourself. Just cut your breast off. Yeah, it's glyphosate. There you go. Now, that was correct. I called it something slightly different. It's a broad-spectrum systemic herbicide used to kill weeds. And I guess we are weeds, according to the New World Order. That's what Margaret Sanger calls black people and Hispanics and folks are weeds. But before they kill all the weeds, they'll get us all in a race war with each other. And let's go ahead and go to this clip of Ron Paul on September 6, 1984, in his first term in Congress where the Republicans threw him out because he wasn't playing patty cake with them. Here's that clip.
It's now common knowledge that federal government computers are routinely used to compare lists of 18-year-olds who get driver's licenses with those who have registered for the draft. Computer surveillance seems appropriate for 1984 and unfortunately the wave of the future. This is in spite of the fact that Social Security's and Health and Human Services computers are already being used to keep tabs on our 18 and 19-year-olds. A recent story revealed an imaginary person received a threat from the Defense Department if he did not immediately register for the draft. Two brothers, 7 years ago, signed a fictitious name on an ice cream parlor's list in order to get a free sundae. This list, unbelievably, found its way into the government's files and is now being used for monitoring our teenagers. Millions of tax dollars are spent on this type of computer surveillance, a disgusting procedure for a professed free society. The irony is that it's done by an administration that brags about its limited government philosophy. And the little condemnation we hear comes from those who would involve government in every jot and tittle of our economic lives. Why is it that it's so difficult to defend freedom consistently across the board?
That's why I love, L-O-V-E, love that man. Oh, I wish he could have been our president. But, I have faith whenever the Supreme Court rules there is a Second Amendment, and I have faith when they go, no, you can't patent people's genes. I just want to have faith in people. I just want everybody to be successful and happy, and I want to reach for more liberty, not less, because that's what empowers humanity. Can't we just have that? I mean, come on, folks. They admit they run Al-Qaeda. They always ran it. It's not our government. It's criminals. Let's arrest them. Here's another clip that we've got here, where somebody who you'd see more on the progressive side is talking about Obama.
So here's an idea that Governor Romney and I actually agreed on last year. Let's tie the minimum wage to the cost of living so that it finally becomes a wage you can live on.
So that's President Obama in February in a State of the Union address. Yeah. Isn't that what you're calling for?
Has there been a bigger con man in the White House than Barack Obama? He hasn't lifted a finger since he made those statements. And when he made the statements in the 2008 campaign, he said nothing for 4 years on raising the minimum wage. He made no pressure on Congress. He hasn't even unleashed the people in his own White House on this issue.
Now, folks, whether you're for the minimum wage or not, it becomes an economic discussion. They generally don't work. But you have a minimum wage for the bankers, it's billions of dollars they steal from us. So the bottom line is the minimum wage does not even keep up with inflation. And Obama promised he would do that, so of course he didn't do it. Because if he promises to do something, he's not going to do it. Unless if he promises to teach five-year-olds how to masturbate, then he'll do that. I mean, if it's perverted, if it's corrupting the youth, if it's screwing kids up so they can't be innocent, then he'll do it. If it's make sure, you know, kids get GMO and more vaccines, he'll do it. But anything other than that, he will not do it. So there are some of those clips. I'm going to come back, take some phone calls ahead of a guest we've got coming on. And then I've got to get to all this other news. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've got 11 other stacks, and it's all bombshell. Like the Huffington Post shows a dog's butt and says this is Jesus and makes jokes about Jesus, which is their free speech. But then if you try to criticize Muslims, you get your YouTube site shut down, which I'm not calling for. It's just that it's only okay to attack Christians, and I'll explain why.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Jason, Rocky, Bo Winkle, we're going to get to all of you coming up here in just a moment. Some of the top news up on InfoWars.com. Video, FBI Director Mueller doesn't know anything about IRS investigation because there isn't one, because the government is there to persecute people with its police state and take the bank accounts of innocent people, and everybody knows that. That's why most people won't get involved. They're a bunch of tyrant crooks who use the NSA to gather financial data on everybody to game the economy. And it's all out in the open. Just like I told you 15 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago and a month ago and a week ago and a day ago. It's all there. It's a criminal mafia takeover. Every federal agency is hiring criminals lovingly. I mean, felons, aggravated assault, rapist, financial crimes people, con artist, building an army of hell. You know who's going to run the FEMA camps? Criminals, ladies and gentlemen. That's who they hired to run Abu Ghraib. Was fired federal jail guards who were convicted of raping things. Who do you think they have raped the children in front of the parents? That came out in the Army's report. That's what the good guys do, remember. In all the movies and all the sitcoms and all the dramas and all the shows and the new Rainbow Six game, they fight the gun owners and the white men. It's the white Al-Qaeda. And the good news is white share of U.S. population drops to historic low. Massive numbers of whites die for those that are born. So the good news is soon there won't be any white people. Was 9% of the world population. It's now 7%. And there'll be an age of heaven once all the bad whites are dead, according to Hollywood, which is just there playing people off against each other. But it is the Magna Carta and the Renaissance that is hated, not the white skin. But don't worry. The golden age will begin when the devil whites are all dead. The devil whites. The devil whites. In fact, your teeth should all be ripped out of their white. Just the color white is evil. The media told me so. Go back to some of the other stories that are... I'm going to stop being sarcastic here, folks. Some of the other stories that are up on Infowars.com. Arrest Obama under the NDAA for supporting terrorists in Syria. That's a key article. And New York City introduces bill to outlaw 3D printable guns. There you go. And Obama had a fiction writer write up the Syrian nerve gas account. Why not have Steven Spielberg or maybe Stephen King? Maybe Kurt Vonnegut will resurrect him from the grave and have him write stuff for Obama. Let's go ahead and have Scott in Indiana. You're on the air, Scott. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right. I just realized the government cares about me. That's why they spy on me. They're good people.
Of course. Well, Alex, I just wanted to call to let you know and all these viewers know that I think we're doing a really good job of exposing the NSA spying, but that at this point, everyone needs to be very vigilant, because at times like this is when they will try to stage a false flag to get our mind off of what's going on in the news.
Well, I mean, it is a false flag to admit the war's now going on. Oh, there's a war!
Absolutely.
And then, oh, we've got to give the loving people weapons. They were saying to fight Al-Qaeda as they arm Al-Qaeda. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely, Alex. I was just saying...
bring more fluoride, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, at times like this, is when they will try to do, a false flag, nuke a city, say, oh, we told you, we didn't let you... He didn't let us listen.
But aren't you glad they have fluoride for babies, even though the Journal of Pediatrics says don't give fluoride under 5, and it reduces their IQ and gives them cancer? It's not creepy to go to the grocery store, and it says nursery water for babies, and they push it. Come on, man. Let's die. Come on.
I've been waiting for a while.
Trendy.
Ever since the early 2000s when the federal government actually shut down the Indianapolis Baptist Temple here in Indianapolis.
Well, shutting down churches is good.
Oh, of course.
Sir, have you had enough shots today? When's the last time you had a vaccine?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Alex. My kids haven't had any vaccines.
Whoa.
And they're not gonna get them.
Well, that's the problem, sir. That's why you're not with the program. Wouldn't you like to not think anymore? Can you imagine just being like the general public who can't even hardly talk now and just walks around like bumping into walls? Don't you want to be like that? Don't you want to die and be in a coffin? You don't want your kids to die of cancer, young? What's wrong with you?
Well,
I bet you try to avoid GMO food.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex.
Hey, why don't you do like the Indian farmers? They drink the Roundup and then die. I mean, that's a conspiracy, though. They actually live forever once they drink it. They fly, they sprout wings, and they actually don't drink the Roundup. It'll kill you. But, I mean, it's good for you, though. 2 + 2 equals whatever I say, because I'm trendy. Do you want to worship the government right now? Just say you worship the government right now. Come on, man. Come on. Monsanto loves you, Scott.
It's crazy times we're living in, brother. I just want you to be safe and keep up the fight.
I am safe. I'm taking my shots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSlobs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSlobs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSlobs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee you a bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to give you an update on the end of U.S. sovereignty as it's known, the so-called amnesty legislation, with William Gein, the head of ALEPAC. He can give you the inside scoop on what's the latest version of the nightmare bill. What I've seen is the same thing as 2006. It's total, complete amnesty for felons, you name it. Massive bankruptcy of the country, $7 trillion over the next decade, conservatively, which is what foreign banks want to do. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first off, and then we'll go back to your calls and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. First off, I want to tell you about InfoWarsTeam.com. That's the place to go if you want to pay like the $10 and then get the distributorships. You get discounts on close to 400 amazing different health products, vitamins, minerals, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus. It's all there. They've got the discounted Alex Pack that Dr. Wallach says is the most essential, the four products together. It's all up there at InfoWarsTeam.com, and the toll-free number is also there on the site if you want to become a distributor. The number is 888-789-9277. You can also call that number if you want any questions about how to sign up for auto ship and get free shipping or about some of the specials and discounts. 888-789-9277, InfoWarsTeam.com. And you not only get the lowest prices on all the great longevity products, you are supporting InfoWars.com and the operation. And without longevity and without InfoWarsTeam.com and what we're doing, we wouldn't be able to continue. So thank you all for shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's the place to sign up to be a distributor, or InfoWarsHealth.com, which has the full catalog and everything up there. So both sites are very important. Both have audio and video interviews and a whole archive on every different health issue you can imagine. And it really is revolutionary. InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com, or simply call 888-789-9277. And we are, as usual, shelling out of the June issue covering Bilderberg and shadow government very quickly. Big color glossy magazines in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost to hand out to friends and family. It's like a big color book, basically. It's in the big wide format, has all the graphics. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy them in bulk to give people, or give a gift subscription to your friends and family. So get the June issue at InfoWarsStore.com, along with Pro Pure Water Filtration, the best out there. Look at the side-by-side comparisons, discounted with promo code 10% water at InfoWarsStore.com, or also by calling 888-253-3139. That's the great operators and crew right here in my office in Austin, Texas, 888-253-3139. Voting with your dollars to support the InfoWar. Now, if you try to sneak into Mexico, it's 6 months hard labor. Just type into a search engine, Mexico has some of the toughest immigration laws in the world. And you'll get the New York Times admitting it. 6 months hard labor, breaking rocks if you get caught sneaking into Mexico. You try to go to Mexico, whether you're a Hispanic American or a white guy, black guy, whatever, try to go down there and have a baby for free, they'll laugh at you and arrest you. But we're supposed to say, come up here, it's all free. I talk about Mexico because that's about 80% of the immigrants. But if you want to legally become a citizen, it takes more than a decade. And I'm all for legal immigration. We need that as a country, especially because indigenous Americans don't have kids. Whether you be black or white, blacks abort 52% of their kids, and whites pretty much do the same thing. So blacks and whites are all dying. Hispanics are the future, which is human beings. I'm happy for that. But they're selling Hispanics that have moved to this country that, going along with socialism, anti-gun, all this, is part of the Raza. They've used race-based politics of La Infusora, the reconquering, all of this, La Reconquista, the invasion, all this stuff, to sell a racial idea the Ford Foundation has sold on race-based politics attached to pro-government sentiment. And so you got globalist occupiers that are using giant masses of mainly Latin American immigration, but mainly Mexican, to then push an agenda and to illegally vote, you name it. And about 90% of the people that become new citizens, you look at the Gallup polls, do vote for communism, socialism, taking my guns, the state, my kids belong to them. The Mexicans try to fight back against having their kids sterilized in Mexico. That's not happening. So the globalists are, you know, killing with one hand but giving America with the other just to implode the wages so that there's nowhere to run to. That's the policy. It's on record. And you've got all these Republican leadership up there saying this is the time, go with it, and then trying to keep the bill secret and different permutations. But then after he leaves us in about 10 minutes, I'll go to Rocky in Texas listening on 1590 AM, and we'll go to Joseph and many others. If I have to go into overdrive, we'll do it because I've got to get to this other news. Too much Prozac turns minnows into killers. ABC News, the insert on Prozac says it makes people commit homicidal murder and mass, you know, death and suicide, and they know that. That's why I said on Piers Morgan, stop giving kids mass murder suicide pills. And the media went, what's that mean? Well, you know what it means, punk. Don't take my guns because you're hopping people up on hallucinogens. That's what it is. It's in the psychotropic hallucinogen family. Sad issue. I've got to get to that. But William Gein joins us, AllyPack.com. This is the biggest fight. They've sold the foregone conclusion it's going to pass. Rand Paul has and Ted Cruz have acted like they're for it. because they are for a reasonable, reform, but this isn't reform. So I've heard some neocons even going after Rand Paul, like he's supporting it. From my understanding, he's supporting a real reform. I hope he doesn't support this, because that will be a mark against him. But the expert is William Gein with Alipac, and we appreciate him joining us. What's really going on, William Gein?
Well, thanks, Alex. First off, I mean, it is very, very disappointing about Senator Rand Paul, who is so right on so many issues, to be so wrong on amnesty. He has said that he is open to voting for this bill. And he has put out his own plan, which calls for the legalization of illegal immigrants here in the United States, which, whether you mean to or not, they will eventually get voting rights. And that's the kicker. That's the cardiac arrest of America, the coup de grace. If the 12 to 20 plus million illegal immigrants currently in the United States are allowed to stay and then you live,
we'll vote for the most hardcore communist Democrats.
Well, they'll vote for their own self-interest, and they won't, and the interest of American citizens will, you know, which is, it should be clear to everyone that's even watching the mainstream news channels, it should be clear to everyone that the people of the United States are not calling the shots. The people in D.C. are obviously not representing
10% approval rating for the House. But listen, here's my deal. If Mexico will let me go down there and have a baby free, and we'll do all that, then maybe it's fair. Well, I mean, it's so crazy that it's like hospitality. You know, let people not let churches have prayer now, the IRS says. In America, pro-lifers can't have prayer. I mean, they're telling the IRS, you do not pray. And then let's show a dog's butt on TV and say it's Jesus, and let's show it on the Huffington Post. But then if you say something bad about Muhammad, the Muslims burn everything down, and that's okay. America is committing suicide, what's happening.
Well, we're not committing. We're being suicided. I mean, the people are not doing this. The people don't want this to happen. The people have supported people that have written laws in a place that are supposed to prevent this, which are being usurped by a higher power.
Who is Rand Paul listening to? I mean, I've seen the current bill. It's an absolute nightmare.
Well, you know, I don't know who any of them listen to. I know that the Tea Party and conservative people had better turn on him on this and call him up and yank him by the collar on this, because they say, well, I like him so much and I like him on other things. I'm a fan. I'm just not going to get, you know, in his face about this. We're not in the business of loving these people, okay? These are not our gods. We're not supposed to be their fans.
Okay, so to be clear, you've looked at it.
Game of who our favorite racehorse is. Ooh, Rand Paul is my favorite racehorse. I'm not going to oppose him.
All right, William, tell us this then. What's in the current permutation of the bill? How bad is it?
The main thing is it's going to legalize 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants, put them on a course of becoming a new voting bloc, which will destroy America's borders forever. And every negative impact of illegal immigration that we currently experience, the loss of jobs, the depreciated wages, the killed Americans, the gang activity, the methamphetamine, you know, the long list you and I could go on about of an hour, all these things will intensify. And in the absence, once the elites that are doing this, what I call the controlled demolition of America, once they get the rubber stamp, which is what this bill is, it's already being done, and the Senate is trying, you know, they're trying to get the Senate.
It's like Obamacare. It's a blank check.
Well, Obamacare wasn't already in place. The amnesty for illegal immigrants is already in place by forces and factors that are not enumerated in the United States Constitution.
I was about to say, isn't Obama by fiat already legalizing the illegals?
He has, but even before him, under Bush, those behind the scenes that have had the power to open the borders unexpectedly during a time of war and to paralyze our immigration enforcement systems throughout, they have been, those are our real masters. Whoever they may be, we know some of their surface groups, but there is a...
Sure, and it's all part of the North American Union plan, but, I mean, what does the establishment think they're going to do? Mexico is a failed state. We keep talking about Mexico because that's the issue. I want Mexico to be free, but I mean, my goodness, this is suicide.
Their short term is to do whatever the big purse strings that allow them to be reelected, regardless of what they do, to be happy with them.
How do we beat the bill?
The promise is, Alex, that with their control of the mainstream media, which will not allow a voice like mine, or even on Fox News anymore, because Rupert Murdoch of News Corp is right there next to Michael Bloomberg on this, so we're cut off from any real resistance on the TV. Lou Dobbs is off the TV. Glenn Beck is off the TV. They won't bring you back for a while after you and Piers. You know, our voices are not on the main channels now that Google and Facebook are actively censoring groups like Alipac and others in sneaky ways. The generation's being told, you can do whatever, you can say whatever, you can continue with the stuff we know about you through our NSA monitoring of you and your boyfriends and your girlfriends and your tax cheating and your illicit businesses, all of that. You can do whatever you want, and nobody back home will ever know because we control all the communication channels. And that's the promise. And if you want to be part of the new nation that's being built on top of the wreckage of America, then you've got to play ball with them. And S-744 legitimizes that into law, and it's a coup de grace. So we've got everybody we can that's on the alipac.us email alerts calling it the Senate.
And it's very simple. The globalists live in big armored compounds and on record all over the world have used third world populations, taken Africa against another country that's actually doing better. They'll get a deal to open that up and then use that group to drive down wages. This is bad for everybody across the board, but they have attached it to a nationalism on top of it. I mean, it is just pure mind control. What do we do to beat the bill then? I mean, who do we go after in the House?
Well, right now we've got to get people to actually get out of their slumber here. They're not fighting back as intensely as they did in 2007 because they think someone's going to come on TV or somebody's going to come on most of the talk radio shows and tell them what's actually happening, and it's not happening this time, Alex. A lot of our talk radio resources around the country have been neutralized. They have been fired, shifted to lesser listened to channels. All sorts of different things have happened that a large portion of our talk radio presence.
Now, they're taking all libertarian conservative shows, hundreds of them, off XM next month. I haven't even announced that yet. This is a takeover.
We've had powerful talk radio shows, 101.1 FM here in North Carolina, all of a sudden go down, and up comes a Spanish language radio station, and it's dead. It's happening everywhere. This is how the future will be and how it will be. Listen to me carefully. If Senate Bill 744 is ever signed into law, that will mean it contains the amnesty provision. It will never make it into law unless it has that provision, and if it does get Obama's signature, most of us, I mean, I will continue fighting. I'm sure InfoWars will continue fighting, folks. But most of us will spend the rest of our lives trying to mitigate the damages from this amnesty bill. And the difference will be that all the negative things you see happening right now, you know, will intensify. But we will have crossed the point of no return where a peaceful political resolution to them is beyond our grasp, because we're merely dealing with the next million illegal immigrants into the country. And, oh, gosh, 50-plus new people legally imported into the country in the first 10 years at a cost of $6.3 trillion, according to the Heritage Foundation. So,
yeah.
You know, you're
no, I mean, this will bankrupt America. The standard of living will go down, but you'll have people waving foreign flags, and it's like, oh, how cute. And then and it just goes on, and then it's not even helping those people. I mean, that's what's so sick about it.
You mentioned at the first of the show, nobody out there is asking why black people are dying, why white people are dying out, why the white population suddenly has done something demographers have never seen before, and it started a reversal. And then you read the articles, it says natural decline. It's just a...
Well, I think it's good. I think all the white people should be killed.
There's nothing natural about
it. I think white people are bad. I agree with my university professors. I think white is inherently evil. And I think it's a good thing. No, but I mean, I'm being sarcastic, folks. The point is, ladies and gentlemen,
your emails, your phone calls coming up, Alex.
No, I'm being sarcastic. My whole point is the globalists do this everywhere. They don't want a middle class. It's on record. It's like the carbon taxes would write it double stuff on the third world. They have enslaved these people already, and they've created a cosmology to now enslave everybody here. And the whole world is in decline, not just the West. And, you know, they're just telling people, this is the way it is. Go with it. And, yeah, we're spying on you. And, yeah, we run al-Qaeda. And, you know, we're going to import al-Qaeda in to kill the Syrians. And, you know, the Syrians are racist if they don't get up on their roof and prepare to be beheaded. And I think that's true. I think all Syrians should be killed, and al-Qaeda should be given control of every country. I'm being sarcastic again. I mean,
the American drive to give people unprecedented freedoms and prosperities here at home and around the globe comes from our people. The people that have governed and sustained this country for over 200 years with blood and tears and sweat and generations of work and sacrifice, okay? They are taking that control of the country away from us. It's already been been taken. We're no longer driving this. The America still seems to be functioning and moving forward, but someone else is in the cockpit, and it's not all of us. And so the drive to maintain freedom and prosperity around the globe and at home is gone already. The illegal immigration and the design of the amnesty bill is to make sure it can never resurrect. It can never come back once 2 million more illegal.
I mean, wait a minute. The Bilderberg Group wants open borders because they...
Nicaraguans are all poured on top of the existing stock.
But, I mean, doesn't the Bilderberg Group and New World Order care about us? That's why they want open borders?
And whoever's behind it, the results are going to be the same. It's genocidal. It's nationally destructive. And there's no coming back from it. This is not a cyclical thing. This is not where the economy gets better and then it gets worse and things go up and things go down. This is a controlled demolition.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Mexico and Guatemala aren't great places to live and we shouldn't do that here?
I'm saying that those people have absolutely no grasp of the U.S. Constitution and the types of...
I think you're extreme. I think the Constitution is a Western document and evil, and it should be burned. And I think every cathedral and all Western architecture should be pulled down, and I think you're an extremist. William Gein is evil.
You're going to get hired by a job offer from MSNBC any day now, Alex.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get.
Yeah, but you can have me on. I can be your guest if you feel that.
Yeah, well, hey, William Gein, you're an extremist. And how dare you even come on the show? Folks, we need this amnesty bill to pass. This is good for America. And I think Rand Paul's doing a great job.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lubbock, Texas, and Joseph, and New Orleans, and others. We'll do overdrive. Because I've got to get to this other news as well. Seems like I ought to just go back to it 4 hours every day. That's what I'm doing anyways. All I did was have some stations drop the fourth hour when I quit doing it. This is so sad because all I want to do is empower humanity. And the globalists are just using third world populations that they have helped impoverish and enslave as weapons. And then they politically, with kind of a leftist weird racial deal, dress it up. And it's very dangerous. Then they tell Americans to not have any nationalism so that we just stand down and this happens. And it's all very cold-blooded. And then I've been reading where they're cutting border security. Of course, I mean, the government even runs Al-Qaeda on record now. They're cutting border security and then saying, oh, we'll look at that after the amnesty, and then it lets the people make their families legal to come in. Of course the big banks that are getting the U.S. in debt with fiat, of course they want this, because this will bankrupt, just like Obamacare. Everything is designed to destroy the country. So what's your final comments on that? William Gein with AllyPack.com.
Well, the reason they have to control the media so much to prevent any counter-argument is because here are the two things that will completely destroy this bill and Marco Rubio. If anybody's allowed any type of equal time on the talk radio shows where he's going around playing the role of a Judas goat to lead American conservatives and Republicans to their own political doom. One, Rubio says that we've got to have the enforcement in this bill and that these laws, the border will be secured and these laws will be enforced after the amnesty that's not an amnesty passed. Well, that's ridiculous, because why would another piece of legislation suddenly secure our border when there's already a stack of legislation in the U.S. Senate that says our border is supposed to be secure, then it's not. The idea that another piece of legislation, another piece of paper from these worthless senators who are not running the country, is not going to change anything, and that falls apart with just the basic, most simple comment against it. Two, Rubio says that he's got to act. We've got to do something because the current situation is de facto amnesty, which is a term that I started spreading around with some other great leaders a few years ago.
Well, that's my whole point, is that it's already there. I'm thinking I'm going to try to become an illegal alien. Just say I'm from Mars, so I don't have to pay taxes. I can drink and drive. Literally, I'll become a god. But it's go ahead.
Rubio says that he and the Senate are powerless against the de facto amnesty, but that passing a bill codifying that de facto amnesty will make things better. It's a ridiculous argument. It falls apart with any counter scrutiny. So what we've got to do is similar to what you did on CNN. We've got to start yelling at people. We've got to break through these communication boundaries, get on these shows, get in these people's faces at public events, shout at them in their cars, and find the condensed ways to point these arguments out so that they penetrate.
I agree. And everything is 2014. The Republicans and the Democrats are all attacking real Tea Party types because that's what they fear. We need to get Americans of every race, color, and creed to run as libertarian constitutionalists to absolutely turn the tide, because the globalists want to finish America now. And they want our guns, folks. I mean, we've got a government spying on us illegally, running Al-Qaeda. Anything they promote is bad. And Lindsey Graham, all of them. I know Rand Paul's getting a lot of heat right now. I personally think he's playing politics, saying, well, if it's a good bill, I'll support it. And then he's going to say, well, this isn't a good bill once it's the final bill. Do you disagree with that?
After he put out a manifesto saying he wanted to legalize illegal immigrants, we cannot say anything in support of Rand Paul at this point.
It is shocking. And I got his dad on next Wednesday. We'll get his take on the immigration situation. And I get, there are a lot of people who are hardworking folks that have come to this country from all over the world. And they're fleeing tyranny. I just do not want to become, Romania or Mexico. I mean, I'm sorry. I've been to Mexico a lot, and it's collapsed. William Gein, thank you so much. We'll go into overdrive now, Infowars.com/show, for the video and audio link. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.